Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, judges and lawyers will get new training on how to treat sexual violence victims during trials starting from next year. This is one of the points in a government plan that was published today to reform rape trials. It follows widespread concern from survivors and campaigners that the legal process puts victims off coming forward to seek justice. Well, for more on these proposed reforms, I'm joined now by Alan Cusack, who is a lecturer in law at the University of Limerick. And Alan, thank you very much for joining us this evening. So the proposals today by the government, they all follow Tom O'Malley's report that was published in August, and that proposed sweeping reforms for the justice system. Do you think this all indicates the government are actually taking the issue of reforming rape trials seriously?
I do, yes. I think today's strategy, the publication of the strategy coming so quickly after the decision by Tom O'Malley of his report, which was only finalised in July and published in August, really shows an intent within the Department of Justice, but also at a governmental level, I think, to really to be seen to address the needs of crime victims within the justice system, within the criminal justice system.
Okay, so training, that's one of the headline items. Judges are going to get training in 2021 on how to treat vulnerable people during sexual offence trials. Would you see that as a significant move?
I think training is often it's been neglected at a professional level within the various different criminal justice agencies in Ireland to date, but dedicated training with respect to the needs and concerns of vulnerable witnesses. I think by mainstreaming training on the treatment of vulnerable witnesses, what we can see is hopefully a dramatic shift in terms of a cultural awareness of the unique needs of vulnerable witnesses, particularly in sexual offences. Both at the pre-trial stage and the trial stage of proceedings, because both Tom O'Malley's report and the strategy that was published today really emphasises the need now to mainstream training. And it's not something that we've seen in Ireland, even though similar jurisdictions such as England and Wales do have very sophisticated training regimes in place.
Yeah, and it's funny because the Bar Council is also apparently going to set up a training programme for barristers on how to question vulnerable people during rape trials. And I just think, a lot of people will be thinking judges and barristers that the fact that they haven't had this training up to this point is pretty shocking.
Yes, I think in the past, perhaps there's been kind of an assumption at a professional level that perhaps this training wasn't needed, and that was always perhaps a kind of a tacit knowledge about how to address these witnesses when they do come to court. And I mean, again, I suppose it's important to emphasise to the listeners tonight that there's such a high attrition rate that very often cases involving vulnerable witnesses, particularly in sexual offence cases, they never actually get to the stage of being prosecuted in court. So judges, members of the judiciary may not be familiar with dealing with, particularly vulnerable witnesses, child witnesses, or, witnesses with intellectual disabilities in courtrooms, or barristers, simply because they don't get to that point. So it is striking that we haven't had it to date, but in England and Wales, where the training, the Advocates Gateway has a series of toolkits on how you should address these witnesses in court. And I think that what we'll probably see is in Ireland, we'll start importing some of that expertise in terms of the training that's been announced today for the Bar Council and for the Law Society.
Okay, just finally then, Alan, and briefly if you don't mind, I know you think the introduction of intermediaries is significant. Can you just explain what the intermediary will do and why is it significant in your view?
Well, intermediaries is in 1992 on our statute books, but what we're seeing now is an increase in training intermediaries. So in law, there's been a provision for them, but we don't actually have an intermediary scheme in Ireland. So that position will now change based on the strategy today, and it would mean that questions can now be reframed when you're a vulnerable witness in language that's understandable for that vulnerable witness so that they can understand the questions that are being asked of them in court. And the rollout of intermediaries in England and Wales has been very successful in terms of changing criminal trials and making them more accessible to vulnerable witnesses.
All right. Well, it all sounds like very positive changes. Thank you very much for joining us to discuss it. That's Alan Cusack, UL Lecturer in Law. We'll be back after this.